Good morning, everybody. And as Phil just said, today's reading is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. And I'm reading from the New International Version. A Sabbath rest for the people of God. Chapter 4. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now we who have believed enter that rest just as God has said. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet his works have been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words. On the seventh day God rested from all his works. And again in the passage above he says, they shall never enter my rest. Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter that rest, and since those who formerly had the good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, God again set a certain day, calling it today. This he did when a long time later he spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Caroline. So Sally's going to preach for us now this morning, and as she does, I'm going to pray for her. Lord, we thank you for your word written in scripture. And as we reflect on those words from Hebrews this morning, Lord, speak through Sally as she speaks to us, to share with us your truth and your light, that we may know more of you and follow you more closely. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Phil. Well, here we are, Advent. The first season of the church year leads up to Christmas, where we're asked to have expectant waiting. Preparation. I'd look in the dictionary at the word Advent. As a noun, it's the arrival of a notable person or thing. So, a time of expectant waiting for the birth of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, come, Emmanuel. We're going to be singing that later with Malcolm and Helen. And this first week, we focus on hope and that first candle lit by Ted and Phil, the candle of hope. And the theme continues here at St. Andrew's, the word of God. And today's focus is on God living alive and active. It's just so relevant, isn't it, for us today, expectant waiting. Oh, well, I feel very much in the waiting mode. Patient waiting. Well, I'm trying to be patient. It's very trying. isn't it? We need to look after each other in this trying, patient time, taking care of each other, listening out, sharing God's love in that patient waiting. And this first Sunday Advent, hope. Yes, hope. Everyone is hopeful. We've got hope, haven't we? We've got hope in our current times. We're hearing about the vaccine. It gives us hope. And Christmas, such hope. The light of hope of Emmanuel. The passage today, it's thought to probably have been written for a group of Jewish Christians on the edge of just turning back to their previous Jewish faith. The message is strong, though. The assurance that Jesus is the Son of God, living and active amongst us. Let's focus on resting with God. Resting through difficult times, journeying with God through the wilderness to the promised land. That journey so evident in the Old Testament, so much part of the Jewish communities at the time of Jesus' life and after his resurrection, so much in their minds. God's eternal call to humanity to rest, to open themselves to him. Phil talked about this last week, to join in that covenant which is open to all humanity, to say yes. And God continues to invite every single human being to join him, to be his people, to accept God, his word, his love deep, deep in our hearts. We heard last week, I will be their God and they will be my people. God knows our struggles, our pain. He knows us deep, deep in our hearts. What we hold, what hardens our hearts, where we feel we've let ourselves down, and where we feel we've let God down. But he still loves us. He's always, always and eternally for us all. And our God, we will always, always, eternally be his people. We know what Advent brings, the arrival of a person, a notable person, a living and active person, our theme today. And the passage so clearly takes us and those early Christians to that place, to that news. It was foretold in the Old Testament. Those Jewish Christians will have known all about the prophets foretelling the Advent waiting, the good news we know about. If we look to Isaiah chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. And then to Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 5. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. We know God's power and love on full display, and that's told so beautifully in an Advent hymn, a hymn I really love. Let's listen. I'm going to say it's quietly to us all this morning, quietly and slowly, to really digest the words in this hymn. Let all mortal flesh keep silent and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, 4 with blessing in his hand, Christ, our God, descended. Our full homage to demand. Here we await. Await the mystery and the power of God in our midst. Our pondering is not earthly minded. As we await God to be in our midst, Emmanuel, God with us. God breaking in. We wait. We prepare, we know. Christ, our God, descended to live amongst us. The arrival of Jesus, the living, active life of Jesus on earth. And we are always, always invited to join in our living, in our activity, to say yes, to accept God deep, deep in our hearts, to live fully as God planned for all of us. He planned for us all to join in. So we wait patiently. We rest this Advent with God. And we're invited to live with hope, with light, with love, deep, deep in our hearts. Amen.